Real Estate Radio, Chaz Cook and Rob Wallace of the One Team at William Ravis Real Estate here with you this week. We let Brian Skelly and Byron have the weekend off. I mean, yesterday Skelly had jury duty, so I think it's like he needs a decompressed day after sitting in there through that all day. And Byron's a hardworking guy, so he deserves a day off too. But so
that he does.
It's just me and you this week, Rob. How you doing, man?
I'm doing excellent. Hit the gym this morning, feeling amazing.
Nice.
How about you?
I say that it's just the two of us, but we always forget we got Cooper over there producing the show. Without him, we would be just staring at a teleprompter here, like looking for words to say. So what's up, Cooper?
The main man.
We've had an exciting week here in real estate, though. A lot going on. We've got a lot to unpack for you guys heading into the end of the year. Some couple things we didn't expect to see, a couple things we're excited to share with you, like some of the One Team's favorite holiday gift shops, as well as what local town was voted the top in the top 10 for Christmassy towns in the entire country. But let's start with the topic that everyone was anticipating, the FOMC meeting, which happened this past Wednesday.
Yes.
I was anticipating them to do a rate hike heading into the holiday season. I said, everybody's going to be spending, inflation's going to go up. I think they're going to bump it.
You were saying that.
I am happily wrong.
Yeah.
they did not increase the rate. So when they met on Wednesday, they decided to keep the rate level. Mm-hmm. And during a press conference on Wednesday, Fed Chair Jerome Powell shared that the median projection from the FOMC participants is 3 rate cuts for 2024. So not increases, cuts. They finally think that we have inflation going in the right direction. They're liking how things are looking. And so they're anticipating 3 cuts. So now what does that mean? What did that do when that announcement came out? Well, as soon as that projection was announced, mortgage rates fell by 27 basis points to a rate of 6.82%.
Yes.
I mean, I was not expecting that big of a drop. I don't think really anybody was, because we were talking to, you know, Skelly and our other mortgage partners, and they were expecting a smaller drop, maybe 10, 12, mm-hmm. but 27 basis points to 6.82%.
That's huge.
That is.
And 3 more coming into 2024, possibly. I mean,
we could potentially be back under 6 if we, you know, if we keep on pace with the cuts that we, that 27 basis point drop.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be right there. Call it 70, call it 80 points. We'll drop. It would be at 6.02. And then if you decided to buy down a rate, you could get it into the 5s.
Even lower. Yes.
And that's where we have been saying all along that will be gangbusters for the real estate market, especially here in Connecticut. We get back into that 5.75 range. A lot of sellers are going to come off the fence because it's not going to be as much of a sticker shock going from a 3 to a 5.5. And then all of those pent up buyers who got priced out of the market when rates hit 8% are now going to come swarming back in. I mean,
and I see both pros and cons with this. I mean, yes, you do have that, the demand. So I think it's going to pick up, right? You're going to have more buyers come in, but there's going to be more competition.
Right.
So if you are looking to buy, you are on the fence, it's better to do it sooner than later.
Well, and if you think about it, if they do go ahead with the 3 rate cuts that they're anticipating for 2024, let's say you buy now at 7, right? Or maybe 6.82, which was what it was. We don't know if that's going to fluctuate all in the upcoming week.
Right.
And then at the end of next year, it's down to 6%. You could refinance and now you're dropping a full percent off of your interest.
Exactly. 100% correct.
And to kind of put that in perspective for all you 94.9ers out there, you know, last week we had Brian Skelly on the show, and when he was talking about the rate being at 7.08, he said it was approximately $667 per $100,000 in purchasing power. Okay. So if you want to break it down even smaller, it's about $66 per $10,000 increase in the home price of a property. With the 27 basis points drop to 6.82, it dropped down to $653 per $100,000 in buying power. So you got a lot more flexibility in that regard. Again, that's on a principal and interest payment.
Yes.
Homeowners insurance and taxes are going to play a factor with that.
I think it's going to be more affordable for buyers. So this is definitely a good thing for buyers. And I foresee, you know, again, we don't know what's going to happen, but more listings.
Right.
Know? Well, and sellers are going to start putting their homes on the market, taking advantage of the rates.
And if we can get one of these cuts coming into our spring market right around the end of February, beginning of March there, that's really going to open the doors for what the spring and the summer is going to look like. You know, so we're talking, we gained $17 in buying power per $100,000. And the median sales price for a single family home here in the state of Connecticut is just under $400,000.
Right.
So you're at 34, you're at $68 a month in principal and interest, you just gained back. So it was a 15% increase in buying power.
Right.
Huge. So just to keep recapping this FOMC meeting, following the final Federal Open Market Committee meeting of the year, Fed Chair Jerome Powell shared key decisions and projections during a press conference. As expected, Powell announced the decision to hold rates steady for the third straight time with a unanimous vote to keep the borrowing rate between 5.25 and 5.5. In addition, Powell shared projections from the committee which indicate at least three rate cuts in 2024, assuming quarter percentage point increments. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that would be 75 basis points if we get all three, so 25 each time.
Right.
Tom Tuohy, he's one of the now BAM content creators. He was actually hosting the hot sheet, and he said the markets reacted beautifully. This includes mortgage rates, which fell by 27 basis points on Wednesday. Welcome to news for the entire industry. I tell you, it was a breath of fresh air, and I was able to touch base quickly with Skelly while he was at jury duty. And he said when that news came out, his phone started ringing.
Oh, I bet.
It was like hotcakes. He was like, I'm sitting here in a courtroom waiting to see if I'm going to have to be on jury duty or not. And I'm getting all these calls and all these scheduling appointments. And he's trying to like work with his partners to get everything lined up.
Right.
So, I mean, not even when he's in a courthouse is that man taking a break.
And I know everybody's been waiting for, you know, back in the day, you know, well, it's not really back in the day, but pandemic, you know, when things were hitting 3.5%, you know, 3%. But I mean, I don't know if we're going to be seeing that. But this is a huge jump from 8% down to hovering low to mid sixes.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you actually, so that was for the conventional 20-year fixed. Mm-hmm. I did see on Mortgage News Daily that for an FHA loan and a VA loan, rates were at 6.25%.
Ah.
So almost another 60 basis points lower there. So that's if huge. You were a first-time home buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, or you were able to take advantage of the VA loan, you're looking at a rate about 6.25. So lots of good news. We are going to see some uptick in inventory. Definitely the phones are going to be ringing this holiday season.
Yes.
You know, and it's a great time for everyone out there. If any of your 94 Niners out there have been considering buying a home, reach out to a mortgage lender, whether it be Brian Skelly at scheduleloanappointment.com or someone that you know, like and trust, and start having that conversation, because we're heading into a time where the market is going to pick back up. What we saw coming into 2023, we didn't even really have a winter, right?
Right.
We slowed down a little bit seasonally, but January 15th hit and our spring market started, where normally our very spring early market starts is like the beginning of March.
Yeah.
So 100%. We're going to finish recapping the FOMC report as well as Zillow's market update for 2024 when we come back here on CT Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. Welcome back to CT Real Estate Radio. Chaz Cook and Rob Wallace of the One Team at William Ravis Real Estate, your number one team for transactions closed in all of 2021, 2022. And unless a catastrophe happens here in the last couple of weeks of 2023, it looks like we're going to go for the three-peat, Rob.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. And of course, we are brought to you this week and every week by the boys and girls over at Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. I was telling you guys last week on the show, the Niantic Main Street Holiday Parade was last Saturday night, and I was there and I was looking for Dougie Brown, the tank man. Then I ended up seeing on social media after he somehow secured bar seats at this beautiful new restaurant, 367, right on Main Street there. And that's where he was hanging out. And I couldn't even get in the door in there. Of course, the tank man has front and center seats and he's getting VIP service over there. He must know somebody. No, if you have an oil tank that looks like it can use a little freshening up, especially this time of year, you know, you don't want to see those rust spots or anything leaking, you can reach out to Service Station Equipment. They will come in, they will remove the old tank, put in the new tank. It'll be spick and span. It may cost you lunch from Dougie Brown, the tank man, but you can definitely negotiate that with him. And you can reach out to them at 1-800-801-TANK to talk to Service Station Equipment, your residential tanking specialist. All right, before we hit the break, we were talking about the recap of the FOMC meeting and how rates took a 27-point dip, right? So we went from 7.08 to 6.82. That gave people an increase in 15% in buying power. So just wonderful news. And they are anticipating three rate cuts throughout the course of 2024. So we're going to continue to monitor this closely. They do meet every month. So we're always going to be checking in on that and giving you guys an update here on 94.9. But we've got some other things to talk about. We've got a lot of other things actually to talk about.
Yes.
You know, next we're going to get into Zillow's November market report. And they even have encouraging news for 2024, as well as some celebrities who owned real estate here in the state of Connecticut that made headlines in 2023. Some of these names, I had no idea.
Me either.
I mean, one of them, it's from a place where everybody knows your name, a little Cheers reference there. So we'll see if you guys can guess who that is. But then we've got some of the Christmassy towns in the entire country, and one Connecticut town made the top 10. And because 'tis the season, we've got some of the one team's favorite holiday gift shops. But before we get into the fun stuff, let's finish giving you guys some data on what Zillow, the number one search engine, is looking at from their November market reports. A new market report from Zillow brings some encouraging news for both homebuyers and sellers at the end of 2023. Lower rates have shaken some sellers, so that kind of goes in line with what we were just talking about.
Exactly.
From the lock-in effect, and so for those not aware, the lock-in effect was they were locked in to a rate of, say, 3.5%, and when you're looking at a rate that's double that, you're going to be, you know, hard up to want to be able to make a move right there, and or maybe not even be able to afford it, quite honestly, but the way home prices have appreciated, you know, doubling your interest rate is going to increase your monthly payment, so
right. A
lot of reasons to not sell, but now that rates have continued to come down, we are starting to see some sellers return to the market. So they have made slight improvements to the housing affordability for buyers. We mentioned that 15% increase in buying power. New listings, though, right? They're still below pre-pandemic norms, even with the seasonality going on here in the state of Connecticut.
Very low inventory.
Yeah. The gap, which, you know, from the pre-pandemic to now, which peaked at roughly 35% in April, dropped to about 14% for new listings in November. And again, that's on a national level here. So I want to be clear on that. But price cuts are still more common than normal as motivated sellers respond to higher rates. And add to that the slight improvement in monthly housing costs due to lower rates and smaller declines in home values. And buyers are understandably more hopeful about finding an affordable home this time of year or early into next. November brought some month-over-month declines in housing costs, mostly due to the rates, but those rates are still high enough to have a cooling effect on demand, which has helped drive home prices down just a tick. Not much, but just a tick. Let's see, what was the actual percentage here? They were down about 0.5%. The typical U.S. home value for the month was $347,415. Again, that's on a national level. And the typical monthly mortgage payment was $1,925, assuming a 20% down payment. That's up 9% from a year ago.
9%.
And here's the number that I really want to like throw out to the 94.9ers.
And up 120%.
That's right. 120% compared to before the pandemic. So that is a staggering number for the monthly mortgage payment.
It really
120%.
Is. 120%.
It really is. Wow. Month over month, home values increased in only two of the 50 most populous U.S. metros. Connecticut did not make the list on this one, but Miami, Florida saw a 0.3% home price increase, and Las Vegas 0.1%. Saw a 0.1%. Not surprised with Las Vegas. They were one of the first real estate markets to see inventory climb back up rather quickly and home prices to come down
and
just
as
quickly.
Their market has been hot for a very, very long time. I mean, prior to us, they do very well over there.
Right. So their cooling started much earlier. So now they've seen, I mean, I'm not going to call it a real big increase, but 0.1% of an increase.
I mean, even Miami. Miami's, I mean, people are flocking there by the dozen. So
on an annual basis, though, home values increased in 37 of the 50 most populous U.S. metros. And I'm going to go from 5 to 1 here because Connecticut made the list. And I'm excited to share that one with you guys because we've been talking about this particular metro all year long because it has continued to grow and boom. So at number 5, Boston, Mass, our friends to the north, 7.2%, highest annual increase. Providence, Rhode Island, 7.4%. All right, so a lot in the sevens here. San Diego, California, 7.6%. Shocked there.
Yeah.
Did not expect to see California on the list.
I didn't either.
Coming in at number 2, Milwaukee, Wisconsin at 8.5%. And if Milwaukee, Wisconsin was number 2, that means that Hartford, Connecticut is coming in at number 1 on an annual basis where home values have increased the most at 11.3%.
Wow.
Bravo, Hartford. When everyone else is kind of going ebbs and flows, you have continued to be on the rise. So excited to see that. Real quick, we'll give you guys the five metros with the largest annual declines in home values. Number one, New Orleans, Louisiana, down 8.9%. I could see that. Austin, Texas. Little surprise here because that is another booming market. They're down 8.2%.
Yeah, I'm surprised with Austin. And the next one is San Antonio, Texas.
So we have two Texas cities, two Texas metros.
Yeah, 3%, which I'm surprised with that.
Surprised. And then also a little surprised here, maybe again, just the seasonality of it. Jacksonville, Florida, down 1.5%. Because we talk to Byron all the time. The Florida real estate market is like nowhere else in the country.
It's totally different.
Yeah. I mean, your home prices there have grown more than in the state of Connecticut, probably more than almost any other part of the country.
Right.
So to see them down 1.5%. And bringing in number five, Memphis, Tennessee is down 0.9%. So some good news there, but I'm really excited to see Hartford. I mean, we've talked about them in metros to watch, metros with the biggest increases. And now here we are halfway through December and they're sitting at with an annual home increase of 11.3%.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's see, as November wrapped up, new listings were at 14.1% below pre-pandemic norms for this time of year, compared to the 34.8% shortfall we saw 7 months ago in April. Well, April's when things got really scary. I mean, January, February, March, like I said, we were running to houses, right? We had so much buyer demand.
It was
crazy.
And
then April, May, June, rates got a little scary for the first time.
Still had buyers,
but they slowed way down.
They did.
Right.
And then,
August, we saw a little bit of a pickup. Then September, they're like, wait, we don't need this to pick back up yet. And then we hit like 7.5. Then October, we hit
8%.
So, it has been a tale of 2 years, which is honestly for the last 3 years has kind of been that way. What the first half of the year has looked like has been almost the opposite of what the second half of the year has looked like. With the 2021 being the outlier, but even 2020, right? First half, pandemic. Second half, rates cut, boom in housing market, everyone
things
looking.
Boomed. Yeah.
2021 was just a sprint.
It really
and
was.
22, you know, first half was really good. Second half started to slow down. Yeah. Same thing here in 2023. So
exactly.
Very excited for 2024 and what that brings.
I am too.
But I'm also very excited here to talk to you guys about which Connecticut small town was voted in the top 10 for Christmassiest. Is that even Christmassy?
Christmassy.
America's favorite Christmassy town.
There we go. Okay. That sounds a little
better. That's the proper way to say that. I don't know.
I don't either.
Christmassy is a new word for me, so I apologize to you 94 Niners out there. Yeah. but we'll have to see. So this is an NBC New York article, and they, for whatever reason, I don't know, maybe it's because they have a paywall, they didn't give me the full list, but I can give you six random ones, including our little Connecticut town that made it.
We'll
so coming in at number, we'll go from the bottom up here. Coming in at number 73, Skaneateles, New York. Skaneateles, New York.
Skaneateles?
I've heard of Schenectady, but I think this is Skaneateles. They just made that one up. All right, coming in at number 73 for America's favorite Christmassy towns. At number 64, Morristown, New Jersey. I could see that. It's beautiful out there. It's a quiet little town. Coming in at number 53, I told you this list was completely random that we were able to get here. Cape May, New Jersey.
So New Jersey's on there twice.
You're on there twice. Have you ever been to Cape May or Morristown?
I have not.
I've been Morristown's cool.
I've been to Jersey Shore, though.
Oh, of course. Everybody's been to Jersey Shore. Morristown's like right on the Pennsylvania line.
Okay.
So you get like that little blend between the two states.
There. Oh, nice.
So that's a cool one. New York hitting the list again for a second time, coming in at number 23, Rhinebeck, New York. Hmm. So I was going to say, you know, why not New York City? But we're talking towns here. So I guess they wanted to be very specific.
So I do love the city
right
when it comes to winter and Christmas.
And coming in at number six, the town that I grew up in, the town that Byron resides in when he is here in Connecticut, Old Saybrook.
I'm happy to see that.
You loving know? It.
And living here for some time, being in New England, I look at Connecticut as a Christmassy state. You know, there's so many great towns and Old Saybrook.
I mean, what's great is it beat out some of the other amazing Christmassy towns here in Connecticut. We've got Essex and Chester and all those
and
other ones.
Mystic and Stonington.
Stonington. Yeah. I mean, you name it. Okay. So I was able to figure it out here, guys. I got this covered. All right. So Old Saybrook was number six. I'm going to run down through the top five here quickly. Coming in at number five, Alexandria, Virginia, voted as America's fifth most Christmassy town, embodies the spirit of the holiday season with its unique blend of history and festive charm. Coming in at number four, not surprised here at all, Stowe, Vermont. It is gorgeous up there this type of year. Postcard-worthy landscapes and quintessential New England charm.
Oh, yes.
Coming in at number three, Lake Placid, New York. Haven't been up there. The charm of Lake Placid is in winter lies in its stunning natural setting amidst the Adirondack Mountains. Number two, Durango, Colorado. Never been out to Colorado either.
Oh, it's beautiful there.
Yeah, offering a unique and enchanting Christmas experience. What sets Durango apart during the festive season is its blend of natural beauty and historic charm. And at number one, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Wow.
Wow. So that's going to do it for your top six most Christmassy towns in America. And that's going to do it for us on this break of CT Real Estate Radio on 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. Welcome back to CT Real Estate Radio. Chaz Cook and Rob Wallace of the One Team at William Ravis Real Estate here with you today. As we mentioned, Brian Scaly is recovering from jury duty and the increase in calls from the 27-point rate drop that we saw after the FOMC meeting. So we broke that down for you guys. And if you missed any of that, or if you want to go back and re-listen to it, you can definitely check out the podcast CT Real Estate Radio. But now we're up for the One Team Weekly Rewind, brought to you by Service Station Equipment. And I tell you, they say this market's slowing down, but it does not look like that here on the One Team. We had three new listings, 10 under contract, and 7 closings. Our first new listing is 248 Monticello Drive, number 248. I was corrected by Skelly that one last week. I called it Monticello. It's Monticello Drive in Brantford, Connecticut. This hit the market for $279,900, 2 bedrooms, 1.5 baths. Just under 1,700 square foot. This end unit townhouse has been meticulously maintained and is a perfect blend of modern elegance and practical living. You got HOA fees here of $387. You got a great kitchen with sleek tile floors and top of the line stainless steel appliances. So beautiful spot, close to everything in Brantford. So if you want to schedule a private showing, you can reach out to Karen at oneteamct.com to go and see 248 Monticello Drive, number 248 in Brantford, Connecticut. Again, on the market for $279,900 and an HOA fee of $387 a month. All right, next up, the award-winning residences at 66 High Street have brought us another new condo to the market. 66 High Street, number 46, hit the market for $1.3 million. Beautiful brand new construction, 2-bedroom, 2-bath. Just over 2,000 square feet. I mean, they've set every record there. We talk about that all the time. But just the attention to detail that they put into every component of this.
I really love what they're doing over there. Definitely have to check that out if you haven't.
I was talking to the developer when this building was about to launch. So in between each wall is another wall, right, between the two units. Mm-hmm. So to make it like ultimately soundproof. And then there's steel beams that go underneath the floors, as well as like another essentially layer of flooring in there. So you can jump up and down. You can have a party. You can have a band going. You will not hear your neighbor on the other side. It's insane. You guys actually were just there earlier this week, right, Cooper?
Yeah, it's my first time seeing it.
Yeah. Big shout out to Byron Lazine and Nicole White. They celebrated their 300th episode of their podcast called The Real Word, geared towards real estate agents. They talk about what's going on in our industry, but 300 episodes, so coming up on what was that 6 years almost? Yeah, wow. So long time running. They had a beautiful celebration over there at the 66 High Street building. And we're going to be talking about that one a little bit more here when we get to the open houses. But first, we have our third new listing, 65 Dorothy Drive in Middletown, Connecticut. This one hit the market for $312,500. I like when they do a price like that, right? Mm-hmm. $312,500. Like, where do you come up with that?
I love it.
You got to get creative. So it catches your attention though, right? It does. Stop and be like, it does. $12,000. All right, let's check this out.
Yeah.
4 bedrooms, 2 baths, just under 1,400 square feet and built in 1984. This house is great. Move-in ready. Come take a look at this cozy 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom cape. It's a perfect blend of comfort and style. As you step inside, you'll be greeted by an open concept layout that seamlessly connects the kitchen and dining room, all of which have new vinyl flooring, creating a warm and inviting atmosphere for family gatherings and entertaining guests. So if you're interested in the Middletown area, you can reach out to Ariel at oneteamct.com to schedule your private showing of 65 Dorothy Drive in Middletown for $312,500. Again, 4 bedrooms, two baths, just under 1,400 square feet. All right, 10 under contracts. Eight under contracts in Uncasville, Niantic, Madison, Bristol, Westbrook, Brantford, Middletown, Meriden, Groton, and Newtown. Closing, seven of those bad boys. Congratulations to our buyers, sellers, and investors. We had closings in Waterford, New Britain, Prospect, Plymouth, Brantford, Plymouth, and Granby. Granby's up there. Congrats to whoever got that one.
We are everywhere.
We are. I keep saying that I want to like make the song for this segment where I go everywhere, man. A little Johnny Cash, right?
I love it.
I keep getting vetoed. We got to 94.9ers, start sending Byron an email. Tell him you want to hear that. All right, we've got a bunch of open houses going on today and tomorrow. So kicking off today, Saturday, December the 16th, right now in the middle of the show, opportunity to go see 65 Dorothy Drive in Middletown, say hi to Ariel, and check out that four-bedroom, two-bath Cape from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. today. Next up, we've got 367 Mile Lane in Middletown, Connecticut, also going on today, right in the middle of the show from 11 to 1 p.m. You can head over there and say hi to Greg. That is a great little ranch style property. I believe it's on for $189. It's an estate sale. Place is already vacant. So if you're looking to get in there and make the place your own, I mean, $189,000.
Great opportunity.
Great opportunity.
Jump
there.
On it.
And then if you want to go see that N unit townhome, 248 Monticello, number 248, you can head over there right as the show wraps today at 12, and they will be going on until 2 p.m.
Yeah, I'm actually stopping by 65 Dorothy right after this.
Nice. And then going on tomorrow, we've got two for you. Sunday, December the 17th, we've got another opportunity for 248 Monticello Drive in Brantford from 12 to 2 p.m. And as always, on Sundays, the residences at 66 High Street are having an open house from 12 to 2 p.m. You can go check out that new unit, number 46. It is on for $1.3 million, as well as all of the other units they have to offer there. Absolutely gorgeous. They are all staged and ready to view. So go over there, say hi to Nicole, check out all the units available, and really see what the quality of craftsmanship looks like in that beautiful building. All right, that's going to do it for this week's One Team Weekly Rewind. And because it is the season, I want to make sure that we are giving the 94.9ers some ideas, right? Because gift shopping can be very difficult.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Especially if you're, you know, got somebody who has everything, or
especially if you're last minute too, like me.
If you're last minute, right? So we went through and we put together the One Team's favorite holiday gift shops. And I suggested one, and I was actually there this morning.
I seen it made the board.
So, I was happy to, I made the board there. But no, first up, we've got Taken for Granted, situated in Brantford, Connecticut. It's a women's boutique in style lifestyle for you and your home, offers an escape to the shore. That was recommended by Michelle Snyder. Thanks, Michelle, for that one. And that one's at 409 Leeds Island Road in Brantford. Next up, I hadn't heard of this one, but when it was mentioned, like almost everybody in the office was like, oh my God, that's the best gift shop ever. Walker Loden Limited in Madison, Connecticut. They've been there for over 30 years. And it's been a go-to destination for a curated collection of unique gifts, jewelry, clothing, and local wares.
Wow.
Their commitment to providing excellent customer service ensures you'll find that special something tied with a bow. Oh, look at that. That was recommended by Denise, our listing coordinator. And they're at 788 Boston Post Road in Madison, Connecticut. And here's mine. All right. I love this place. Like I said, I was there this morning doing some Christmas shopping. The Bowerbird in Old Lyme, Connecticut. It's an expansive space filled with over 4,500 square feet of irresistible items from over 2,000 vendors. With a focus on quality, uniqueness, and affordability, this boutique promises an exceptional shopping experience. And I also love their tagline. It's all for all your delectable necessities.
I'm about to check that out.
Yeah, it's great. I always say I walk in there. I know I'm going gift shopping there, right? I don't go in there for anything specific.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked out of there with five things today. That's how it was. Yeah. Go in there with an open mind. You'll find what you need. Next up, another fan favorite of mine. I do not recommend this one, but RJ Julia's Booksellers in Madison, Connecticut. They've been voted the number one independent bookstore in the country.
Wow.
Yeah. They just do a wonderful job over there. The staff is so helpful. They've got a huge selection. They gift wrap for you. And they're located at 768 Boston Post Road. So right on Main Street there in Madison.
Okay.
Next up, this is a twofer right here. This is Anchor and Compass and Compass Row. So Anchor and Compass is the store tailored specifically for men, offering rugged and classic New England style brands.
And I love this place. I have been there. I actually bought a bunch of shorts and stuff. I'm very nautical, so yeah. I love this place.
Awesome. And then its sister store, I guess, our partner store, Compass Rose, Is where you'll find a fun and casual atmosphere with brands like Prana, Helly Hansen, O'Neill, Royal Robbins, Pendleton, Life is Good, and more, mm-hmm. and everyday clothing for everyday life in the lower Connecticut River Valley, geared towards women.
Right.
So we've got Anchor and Compass geared towards men, Compass Rose mm-hmm. geared towards women, both in Deep River. Head over there, check them out. One is at 163 Main Street. That is Anchor and Compass. And the other is at 4 River Street in Deep River.
And it's a great strip to walk down. I mean, you have shops everywhere. Right next door is this great spot where I go to get my teas and your breakfasts. It's great.
Yeah, Essex, Deep River, Chester. I mean, just gorgeous little part of the shoreline and for holiday shopping as well. Mary Jane Boutique in Guilford is next up on the list. Offers a blend of upscale consignment items, including designer handbags, clothing, accessories, and jewelry. That was a Ariel Tortora recommendation. That's at 57 Whitfield Street. Number 2658, so you can go check out the Guilford Green and all its holiday decor, and then stop by Mary Jane Boutique. Next up, we've got Mix. Mix stands out for its unique inventory sourced both locally and internationally, showcasing finely crafted items with a nod to practicality and design. And that was a Nicole White recommendation. That sounds exactly like a Nicole White type of store. Yeah. We've got a couple more of the One Team's favorite holiday gift shops to share with you guys. But first, we got to go catch a break here, because otherwise producer Cooper is going to be yelling at me saying I took too long and I missed the timer. So we're going to be right back here on CT Real Estate Radio on 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. All right, we are back here on CT Real Estate Radio. Chaz Cook and Rob Wallace of the One Team at William Ravis Real Estate, your number one team for transactions closed for all of 2021, 2022, and coming up on the end of 2023, we look to be going for the three-peat. And right before we went to break, we were breaking down the unique holiday gift shops that are the favorites of the agents here on the One Team. We had Taken for Granted, which is in Brantford, Walker Loden, which is in Madison, Bowerbird, which is in Old Lyme, RJ Julia's in Madison, Anchor and Compass Rose, which are both in Deep River, Mary Jane Boutique, which is in Guilford, right on the green there, Mix, which is also in Guilford at 29 Whitfield Street. And then coming up next, we've got Annie Mame, another one I haven't heard of. Annie Mame in Madison, Connecticut. It's a collaboration between two boutiques offering one-of-a-kind items that reflect both vintage and contemporary styles. I like that. I like when small businesses get together, right? Because sometimes two is better than one, right? Like, I have this niche, you have that niche. Oh, our niches together make something really special. So I'll have to swing by there and check that one out.
I love that. Support your local businesses.
That's right. And support each other. Yeah.
Yes.
Next up, we've got the Homeward Collective. Downtown Madison's Homeward Collective is a beachy boutique offering a full lifestyle shop experience from clothing and accessories to home decor and skincare products. That's a recommendation from Emily White, and they are located at 685 Boston Post Road in Madison. And next, Soul and Cedar. Man, I got to spend some more time in Madison. Soul and Cedar, Madison's Soul and Cedar Women's Boutique, boasts a unisex vibe and a diverse range of gifting options, including clothing, accessories, candles, and more. They're at 40 Wall Street in Madison, Connecticut. And rounding out the list, Rob, this is also one of your fan favorites. What do we got there?
Old Mystic Village. This is where I grew up in this area. So for a change from traditional malls, Mystic Village in Mystic, Connecticut offers a charming setting with over 60 small shops to explore and find unique gifts. I love this place. Yeah. I mean, there's so much to do, places to eat.
There's over 60 shops.
I mean,
you're walking through there and you're like, there can't be 60 shops in here. It feels so small when you're there.
It really does.
There is, man. And then, of course, you have to stop at the Jealous Monk and, maybe have a beverage.
One of my favorite places.
What's that? They got that game, right? If you sit down at your table, they give you a little card and you can try and open like the magic lock box. There's a secret treasure box there.
I haven't done that.
You have to check that out. You just ask them you get one shot at it per visit. And if you unlock it, I don't know what's in it because I've never seen anybody unlock it. So, but hopefully somebody eventually does.
You have to go more often and unlock that thing.
Yeah. So that is a Rob Wallace and Tina Wozni recommendation. And they're at 27 Coogan Boulevard. And after you're done shopping, maybe you want to just take a walk over to the aquarium. It's right back over there. Or take a ride down to the Main Street in Mystic, not Main Street in Mystic, but down over the drawbridge there and check out some of their other shops and restaurants. Yes.
A lot of good stuff over there too.
A lot of good stuff over there. And you know what I didn't realize is there's a lot of celebrities that own real estate in the state of Connecticut.
I didn't either.
We've got this is a CT Insider article, so all you 94.9ers can head over there and check that out as well. But we've got the top celebrity homes that made headlines in 2023. So not only are there a lot of celebrities that live here in the great state of Connecticut, but we're making headlines.
Exactly.
Right? Who would have thought?
Right. One of the smallest states. I mean,
and you know, there's like a little sidebar here too. One of the names on the list, I'm like, the actor, Jensen Ackles. I'm like, who is that? And then as soon as I saw the guy's picture, I'm like, oh, the guy from Supernatural.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he is in The Boys. Yeah, he's okay. In The Boys. What it impresses me the most is, like, I think they did, I want to say, close to 1,000 episodes of Supernatural.
Is it that many?
Yeah, and it was the same two characters. They just stuck with it. They were in it together. I mean, it was
show.
Just impressive.
I haven't watched all 1,000, but
me either. My wife Jill likes it. Okay. I can do a couple here and there. It gets a little yeah. I don't know. It's a TNT show, right? They all kind of have the same vibe, right?
Right.
But other celebrities making the list are Stephen Sondheim's. His house found a buyer. The Roxbury house of the late lyricist and composer Stephen Sondheim found a buyer in November. It was a 9-acre estate on the market for $3.25 million. It's now under contract, though others can still view it.
Wow.
So it'll be interesting to see what that closes at. The gypsy composer bought the antique home in 1984, according to property records. I should have gone back and see what he paid for it in 1984, because he's selling it for $3.25 million right now.
We have access to do that too.
I bet you he is doing okay. And right. He did pass, so the late his family estate. Next up, Cheers. Everybody knows your name.
I
Cheers
love this.
Star John Ratzenberger. He listed his house
really?
In Milford.
Cooper met this guy.
That's he comes awesome. To the restaurant you work at. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I always have to know, like, how close is his normal personality or his natural personality to the character? Because he played that character for a long time.
Yeah.
You're gonna kill me. I've never seen Cheers.
Oh my god. So all right.
All right.
I have heard
he's younger.
94 Niners.
You gotta give it to him.
Don't be too rough on Cooper, but we're definitely gonna need to let him have it.
He is younger.
You know what? Christmas break is coming up. And I want at least 5 Cheers episodes watched, because you know what's great? You stream them now. They're not 30 minutes. They're like 20 minutes because there's no commercials.
Yeah.
And you got Ted Danson. You got Woody Harrelson.
A lot of people blew up from that show.
Oh, I mean, my goodness.
It was such a great show.
Where Everybody Knows Your Name.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
The theme song alone.
Everyone. Anyway.
See?
So this is interesting here, too. So not only does he had a home in Milford, but it's like on the main drag. He listed his house at 268 Broadway. Right. So if you know anything about Milford, like Broadway, like is like the strip,
the main strip. Yeah.
So the 3,499 square foot house was initially listed for $2.45 million on October 12th. Since its listing, the price has dropped to $1.895 million as of December 8th. He purchased the property in 2011 for $1.13 million.
Okay.
Wow. Prior to his purchase of the home, it was last sold for $557,000 in 1991.
Wow.
So that's what I'm talking about. The Sondheimer, like, right? He bought it in 1984 and he's selling it for $3.25 million.
Right.
But the 3-bedroom colonial was built in 1860 and is near Laurel Beach. A series of expansive windows and French doors lead right out onto the deck, which overlooks the Long Island Sound and has direct beach access.
Hmm.
This one I didn't really know, but we're still going to run through it. Leonard Bernstein, a biopic includes scenes filmed at the composer's CT estate in Fairfield.
I couldn't tell you that one either.
Yeah, he recently released the film Maestro. The movie chronicles the relationship between esteemed composer Bernstein and his wife, Felicia Montalegre. Bradley Cooper portrays Bernstein and directs the movie. Carey Mulligan portrays Montalegre. And Steven Spielberg and Martin Scorsese produced the movie.
Two of my favorite producers, so I know them.
Right, so it'll be actually, you know what? It's going to be released widely on Netflix this coming Wednesday, December 20th. So maybe that's why it's not out yet. So we're breaking news right now.
Right.
Check out Maestro with Bradley Cooper and Carey Mulligan, produced by Steven Spielberg and Martin Scorsese.
Breaking news.
On Netflix beginning Wednesday, December 20th. Where's Netflix? They need to start giving us some royalties over here.
Yeah, we need some residuals. We need something.
Here we go. Supernatural star Jensen Ackles buys historic CT mansion, according to deeds, in Southport.
Huh.
Jensen Ackles, his wife Danielle Ackles, and their Stone Park Trust Agreement purchased a historic Gold Coast mansion at 1143 Sasco Hill Road in Southport in July for $9.375 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd love to be a listing agent on that one.
All right. The property, though, had previously been on the market for $14 million, so he got himself a deal.
Wow.
Here's what it was. Jensen Ackles portrayed Dean Winchester on all 15 seasons of the drama series Supernatural and
Man.
Its 2022 spinoff, The Winchesters.
Wow.
Whew. That is a lot of seasons to be going.
It fighting has to be good, though. Has to be good if they're running it that long.
Mm-hmm. Next up, we've got a CT house owned by Blondie's Debbie Harry. It's available to rent for $6,000 a month in Roxbury, Connecticut.
Okay.
A colonial house in Litchfield Hills, reported to be the home of Blondie singer Debbie Harry, was listed for rent for $6,000 a month in December. According to Realtor.com, the 228-year-old house has 8 rooms and sits on over 26 acres of land with a large pond in the backyard.
Wow.
Check this out, though. The lead singer of the rock band bought the Roxbury house in November 2016 for $785,000.
Wow.
Right. Wow. So she definitely got a deal on that one. Again, another one I'd be interested to see what she's done to it and what it would go for 7 years later. Agreed. Especially since we know since the pandemic, home prices have appreciated 49%.
Exactly.
So off that math, she'd be at like 1.6, 1.7 million.
She has some equity.
Right. The house was built in 1795. The original section was a salt box design popular among New England houses during that period.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mary Tyler Moore's house in Greenwich goes on sale.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The mid-country home of the late actor Mary Tyler Moore was put on the market for $21.9 million in September. According to the listing, which has a 13,825 square foot floor plan designed by architect Stephen Wang, has a number of unique features, including a glass conservatory, a gym with spa facilities, a jacuzzi, an elevator, an outdoor pool, and an outdoor fireplace. There's also a laundry room on the first floor with a dog shower and grooming station. I love that. All right, I'm excited for this one.
Me too.
Kevin Bacon recalls haunted CT farmhouse he destroyed during a podcast. What? Kevin Bacon talked about farmland he purchased in the Nutmeg State that had a ghostly tale attached to it during an episode of Literally with Rob Lowe. The podcast hosted by Rob Lowe aims to offer a safe space for guests to be themselves, according to the Apple Podcast. The episode was recorded on Kevin Bacon, the Lonely Farmer. Okay, so sorry, 949ers, that was a little underwhelming. I guess he destroyed a house, but we don't know what the story was.
We have to listen to the podcast.
Yeah. What else do we got? Candlewood Lake House, owned by ABC News anchor designers, sells for $3 million in Danbury. Nicknamed the Tugboat House, the property at 11 Oak Point Club in New Milford sits on a peninsula in Candlewood Lake and has been owned by a news anchor, fashion designers, and a pair of junior high school sweethearts. The house, built in 1960, was sold in June for $3 million, according to reports obtained by Zillow. It was first owned by the late CBS and ABC news anchor Ronald Corcoran. According to information provided by Sotheby's, Corcoran was known for being one of ABC's leading anchors during the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in 1963.
Wow.
All right. Very cool to know there. I like that. All right. We've got one more for you guys. Yeah. Land once belonging to Harvey Weinstein listed for sale in Westport, Connecticut. Weinstein, once a powerful Hollywood film mogul, is serving 23 years in prison. He was also sentenced to 16 years in prison for sexual assault and rape. But he's got a 3.03 acre lot at 26 Beachside Ave, and it was listed for $11 million.
Did not know that.
Yeah, so that's going to wrap it up for the celebrities that are making CT real estate headlines in 2023. And that's also going to wrap it up for us. Rob, you got any final words for the listeners?
Enjoy the weekend.
Enjoy the weekend. Finish up your Christmas shopping because you're not going to want to be out there next week. And we will catch you all next week with a fresh new episode of Real Estate Radio on 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk.